listener. Listening to Darling Shine, a podcast by myself, Elodie Pullen,
and me, Chloe Fisher.
A place where we ground womanhood's unspoken experiences from grief to fertility and everything in between.
Join us while we transform our pain into power, encompassing all emotions, ugly and beautiful. Darling Shine is your chosen family and your survival kit for the unexpected shit life throws at you.
I actually can't stop laughing this morning because I was just with your sister Sophia and I've got the fucking, it's a shine for me because it's just given me the laugh, my laugh, because I visualized this for once. Weirdly, I didn't film it. Like I actually saw Minnie walking along this bench thing and like usually she's just been a bit of a larrikin and I try and film. And like at this point I had 47 things and 8 sandwiches and 49 drinks in my hand and stuff. And I didn't have the capacity to get out my phone and just film her just being her. But oh my God, luckily I saw it with my own eyes. I can't unsee it now. Sophia didn't really see it, but we were walking through Coolangatta. She was walking on like this fucking ledge. And then she, you know how she does that thing where she like jumps and sits down? Like, have you seen her like do this thing where she lands on her ass? Like she loves to go straight from her feet. And then when she needs to sit, she just plonks herself. And she doesn't discriminate whether it's carpet or like a bloody rock hard concrete bench. So she does that. I'm like, ouch, my back's hurting looking at you do that. Like she's got a bit of cushion on her bum. So she was getting off the bench. So she landed on her ass. That's her thing. And then instead of leaning forward,
I'm not following.
Are you not following?
I'm confused as hell.
Okay. So she's walking on this
ledge.
You're
in a park?
Okay. We're walking along the street. There's a plantation garden thing, like a hole with gardens and soil and shit on the other side. And then there's a walkway on one side. So she lands on her ass, does that thing where she's about to get up. Instead of leaning forward to hop off the bench, she does this weird like seesaw where she's trying to switch her abs on and she's falling backwards. She fucking falls back into this bush. And it was so funny. Rolls over at the same time. So by the time Sophia had turned around to look at her, I've thrown all my shit on the floor, just thrown it on the floor, and I'm running over to get her because I see her slowly falling back into this bush. Her head is inside a fucking bush and all you see is her legs hanging out the door. And I dropped everything and ran over because I thought, oh my God, like she's fucking upside down stuck in a bloody bush. And I'm thinking she's going to be rattled. And she was not, I think she was like honestly almost asleep in there. She bloody had a dummy in and she was not one dot phased that her head was face planted in a bush and her legs are hanging out. It was literally the funniest sight. And that was my shine of the week because it was so funny. When I got her out, she just dusted off and kept walking. She wasn't one bit phased about her big stack in the bush. It was a fucking hilarious a face plant. So that's my shine. And then I'm trying to think of a shit. Do you have a shine while I think of a shit?
No, I don't. I've got a shit, but I don't have a shine.
Okay, well, you say what your shit is.
All right, my shit is that I just literally bent down to do something, stood back up and dead set, sat on this couch and whacked my head on the wall and pissed myself at the same time.
You can't trust any sneezing or anything, can you?
No, I've just come to the actually, no, I haven't just come, but like even just like little things like getting in my car, like if you don't do it at the right like angle, like speed and like placement weight,
yeah,
you just never know what might come out.
I still piss myself if I jump on a trampoline or if I go for a bit of a run or if I sneeze, like I am holding like really tight down there to make sure I don't piss a bit.
Yeah, so that's my that's a bit of a shit. Like, is that for life now?
Do you just what are you wearing? Are you always got a pad on or something down there?
Always have to wear, a liner.
Fucking oath.
Liners are like, can we have a quick chat about
they're
liners?
They're not thick enough.
No, I feel like I do the same thing. No, there's like a specific like weight that you need them, and I swear to God, every time I go to the supermarket to get liners, I'll stand there for 20 minutes trying to pick the right one, and I get home and I'm like, this is too thick. This isn't thin enough. This is a full liner, but I need a G-string liner. Why don't I find G-string liners? It like Why is it that hard to nail a liner?
I never learn. Okay, I always get, is it the pink packet, the Libra ones, the really thin ones? I always get them. And I never get the G-string one, but I only ever wear G-strings. I don't even own one normal pair of fucking undies.
We need to do Darling Shine G-string liners.
Fully. And then so the little flaps at the back, like, well, they're not flaps, but obviously they wrap around your little string.
And you can never get them
and
off.
And then you can never get the motherfuckers off.
Does everyone have this? Is this like, this is an unspoken womanhood issue.
Yeah.
Because I think it every time. Like, I just went to America and they actually do good G-string liners there, and I buy them in bulk, and I was meant to bring them home and I forgot them, obviously. But, like, why is it so hard to nail that? That seems like a pretty, like, simple thing.
Oh, pads.
Anyway, watch this space.
But I wonder I wonder if they can do, like, period undies that are G-bangers.
They do. Oh, I have them. Bonds do them. They have them. You can actually buy them at the supermarket, but it's like, it's a different type of stuff when you're
don't
pregnant.
Want to have a heavy flow and wear a G-banger. Like, that's the only time where I wear period undies to bed.
Like, I think I'd prefer to wear, like, I'd wear period undies when I got my period, but not like
not just normal enough. Fuck no.
Rank shit.
Yeah. No.
sorry about the liner rant.
I love it. The liner
it's
rant.
Real shit.
But you know what's funny is me and my brother used to, like, pay my dad out because he did an adult nappy ad one time for, like, I don't know.
My mum did one for when I worked at the magazine place. They needed someone to wear, like, incontinent shit. Sorry, mum.
That's so good.
Beautiful ad for, like,
dad was literally on the TV wearing these adult nappies. Fucking hilarious. We used to give him so much shit for it. Like,
do you have it?
Hilarious. Oh, we're going to find it. We're going to fucking find it.
My mum's ad as well, and your dad.
No!
And your ad.
Oh my. Yeah. And then the funniest thing is we used to give him so much shit. And then after I gave birth, I used to lol on my, like, Instagram stories or whatever about how I was still wearing nappies like 6 weeks out. I was like, fuck, I'm still bleeding. Like, I'll never swim again. There's still shit coming out of me. Me and Minnie in our nappies. And I'd laugh about how we're both just wearing nappies, like, lolling. And then my managers are like, oh my God, Bonds want you to do a campaign with them. And I was like, nearly fainted. I was like, Bonds? That's like a dream come true. Like, are you kidding? Bonds? And they're like, yeah, it's for their incontinence, new incontinence underwear. It's like this fucking period undie thing, but it's for bladder leakage. And I was like, oh yeah, like, we can, you know, it's a period make underwear, it make it cute because, like, everyone wears period underwear. They're like, no, it's strictly bladder leakage only. So, but I was like, you know what? It is very on brand because all I'm doing right now is having bladder leakage. And it was, look, it came at the best time. Me and Minnie were in this little campaign. It was so cute. And, like, I was wearing these bladder leakage undies that I desperately needed at the time.
They weren't the disposal ones,
they're
actually
undies. They're actually undies. Okay. And they're just not as thick as period undies.
Right.
So therefore, if you're walking or you're sneezing and you piss a bit, which is me, like, it literally is.
Chicks, hey.
Chicks, fucking, we struggle with.
There's a lot we have to think about. And outside of, like, just norm.
You know what I need to write? Like, a list of shit that, like, oh, I never realised would just change so much when you have a kid. Like, just, like, you're just never going to be early again to anything. I mean, you'll figure out how to, but fuck. I just, like, you're uncomfortable now, your back sore. That's now forever for you, forever. Because you're carrying little fuckers around and you're always going to have a dead back. Like, we'll never not be complaining about that now.
Yay.
Yeah. It's so fun though. Like, fuck. Can this baby come out? I'm so excited to see it.
Yeah, I actually, that would be my shine. It's pretty crazy to think that, like, I'm home now to have a baby.
Yeah, you just flew home. That was, okay, yeah, so your last solo long-haul flight from your home in LA, you set up your nursery and now you're home on the Gold Coast to have bub.
Yeah, that's probably pretty shiny. So have you got
a shit,
yeah.
I went and had these massages the other day with mum, freaking so stunning. Went down to this and Dota Spa in Byron Bay. Anyway, you know how you get all lapped up with olive oil and stuff? Anyway, so, like, I had my little I was wearing my Crocs, my crocodiles, and I'm walking down the stairs after the massage and, like, holy shit, you got to remember when they massage oil onto your feet, like, wipe that oil and shit off if you're going to go
put. Usually, like, hot towel.
I mean, they forgot this time round and I dead set fell over about 77 times walking down the streets in Byron Bay, like, properly falling, like, no, actually twice, like, actually fell on the ground. Nearly broke my ankle 84 times as well, because you know how I have my crocodiles and the platform crocs, because, yeah, obviously I'm not tall enough. And the oil in them, like, bro, I don't know how I've got two ankles that aren't broken. How have I not broken a bone? Because I'm always stacking it and doing crazy shit.
It's because you don't, like, think ahead, so you just go with the flow, you know? Yeah. Like, I'd be like, oh, that's coming up. I might trip on that. Whereas you're just like, you would trip and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what, like, I mean? There's no pre-planning with you. And you know when that happens. There's no pre-planning.
Chloe would ask.
But you know when that happens and you're just flimsy? Whereas yeah. I would be bracing before it, you know.
Well, you'd probably get them to, you'd probably ask them to get the hot towel and wipe the oil off your feet before you put your crocodiles on. Yeah, you'd pre-plan that shit. Whereas I go, oh, fuck, bit oily on the old feet, but that's fine.
Oh, you know? Shit, yin and yang, hey.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Oh, my God, sis. But yes, okay, look, you are a mummy, but your bubby's not coming before Mother's Day, is it?
When is Mother's Day's your in birthday May. This oh. year?
Does it land on my birthday?
I think it lands on your birthday.
That yeah. always happens.
Don't act so surprised if it always happens.
Yeah, I know. Well, it doesn't always happen. It happens once every, like, 7 years. not all the time. But, like, every now and again it lands on your birthday.
Yeah, it's on your birthday this year.
Don't
again.
Act so surprised.
Okay.
Also, while I'm thinking about it, who owns an epic bar in Melbourne? Because I'm going to be in Melbourne on my birthday, because the Chumpy Gala is on the Saturday the 11th. Everyone should come, by the way. Tickets just went out. And then on the Sunday is my birthday on the 12th. And I'm like, we're all going to be in Melbourne. Who the fuck has an epic rooftop bar that wants to have?
Or wants to throw a house party.
Oh, my God, a house party would obviously be amazing. We'll bring
Fisher up.
We'll bring DJ Coco.
No, we'll bring DJ T-Mummy.
We've got DJ Coco, baby.
I'll be 800 weeks pregnant by then.
DJ T-Mummy, who's popping off, our friend Tiana, who's DJing. She's doing, like, 18th. She's doing kids' parties. She's doing weddings. She's
selling the party.
She's literally hilarious.
We'll bring alcohol. And then we've got shimmy. Supply the booze.
Yeah, we've got all
Patron.
Oh, my God.
Tequila. We'll get Patron tequila, because Paul's sponsored by Patron. So I'll just get some tequila delivered to the house. Someone's going to throw a house party. Here oh we go. God. This is an unofficial Darling Shine house party in Melbourne. Who's hosting?
Get actually.
Hit us up.
Fucked.
Email us.
But can we have a lot of people there?
You got a lot of people coming
well,
down.
Well, fuck. We have everyone at the gala will come. Not everyone, but like maybe like a few people. Yeah. Like, this house is going to need to be not a little apartment.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. We're
but
not
we do it. Love an apartment party.
We
with
do
the
love
kitchen,
it.
The decks in the kitchen.
Yeah. But we also have
queen.
Shimmy as well coming down and Richie.
Look,
so we have like five DJs.
Let's not discriminate the venue. Let's just see what lands in our pocket, because okay. we can make it work.
Yeah, a rooftop bar.
A mansion would be fucking great.
A rooftop bar would be
kitchen
amazing.
Also would work.
And I'm thinking an afternoon
garage.
Lunch, like an afternoon early dinner vibe, and then like pop the fuck off and lock in. In
fuck,
some
I feel
sort
like
of-
we've said too much. This is going to happen now. I'll be going straight home to my hotel after fucking dinner. This is it.
Oi, is this? Do you know what we also, while I'm just calling out and asking
we'll
the people
give you
to help.
We'll give you a Darling Shine merch pack.
How will we ever repay these people? No, but if you do
it
at a bar, obviously we'll plug
the
shit out of the bar. And it will, yeah, we'll make sure you're making heaps of money off your bar, because everyone's going to buy drinks. I'll put a bar tab down, a solid one. Yummy.
But I reckon a house party would be pretty sick.
Okay.
Email us, hello@darlingshine.com, and then we'll if you're listening.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
100.
We can have a theme and shit like that if you guys want, like a real crazy theme.
Yeah, we can do whatever you guys want.
Yeah,
you know
you
what? It's actually your party.
I'm just
going.
You're just hosting her birthday.
It's okay, not even a big right. birthday. I think I'm 32.
Doesn't matter. It's a birthday. We celebrate all birthdays here at Darling Shine.
While
the
we're on the
tickets,
party planning.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? The gala tickets.
Where are they finding them? How have they sold
go on
out?
To the Chumpy Pullen Foundation Instagram page, click the link in the bio, or just Google Chumpy Pullen Gala Melbourne 2024 and
we'll
find
put,
the tickets.
We'll put the link in our bio as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. Coco's coming with a big, pregnant, beautiful belly, and we got a little fun. We got our friend Ella styling us, and she's already picked some beautiful preggy outfits for Coco. I am so excited. We're going to be seated together, obvi.
Are we?
Yeah, because Fish isn't coming, so it's just you and me. You're my date.
That's so cute.
Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, you are.
Thanks. I'm excited. Yeah. We don't get to do too much together that's like outside of this studio.
Outside of also when Minnie's not with us. So it's like, Shut up. You're always bloody away.
I know, but I'm here for good now.
But we are also married because I went
to this house now.
Yeah, fucking. I live down the road now, basically.
I actually do have a bit on. We can talk about that if you want.
We have so much to talk about. We've got a lot to cover. I was going to say we're so cute because, like, I went to the post office yesterday to pick up some of my packages. Mm. And then when I'm there, they're like, oh, can you also pick up Chloe's too? And, like, you know how usually you go and try and pick up, like, I try and pick up my mum's Fort packages Knox. Sometimes. Yeah, Fort Knox. They're like, do you have her ID? Do you have a letter? And blah, 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 blah. And they're just like, they love just giving each other our packages, which is
really nice.
It's nice.
Maybe they knew that I was pregnant as a mission.
Mission to get down there.
Post office is so annoying when they leave the card in the letterbox.
Oh, I know. Just honestly, chuck the item over the fence. I don't care if it's a bloody crystal fucking wine glass. Peg it over the fence. Don't take that to the post office.
Seriously.
Because I don't pick it up for like 3 months later and then they bloody send it back.
Mm. Hey, massive news.
Oh, my God, tell me.
No, you're going to tell me. Oh. You sold your house.
Oh, sister, yes.
Congratulations. That's a big milestone.
Yeah, it was so hectic. It's happened. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the lead up was just gnarly and then thank God we were in Bali and like all the open house stuff was going on. I was like, I can't even be near my house for that. And then I hated that we came back from Bali before. Like I wanted it to all be done while I was away. But anyway, came back and thank God on the day of the auction, my real estate agent was like, go away because there's an open house before the auction. I was like, I actually didn't want to be there for the auction anyway, but all my friends were like, we'll come over and we'll hide inside. The auction can happen outside around the pool, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. So she told me to leave while the open house was on, which was half an hour before the actual auction began. I decided I didn't want to take Rami to the beach and get her all sandy. I went to the park where I actually was that day, the day that Chump passed on the 8th of July. I went to the exact spot to the park where I never go anymore, but I went there and me and Rami were having a little moment out there and I was like, come on, Chump, like let's sell to really nice, you know, people and just like have this done really nicely and harmoniously today. Like I just don't want any more stress, but I want it to go today and just to have nice new owners owning it. Anyway, like I felt really like, I don't know, I just felt obviously it's a funny moment, but I came back to the house and I was like, I hope some of my friends are going to rock up. And I walk into the house. Actually, the front door had been locked because Mishy had kicked everyone out to hang by the pool around the deck, but locked all the doors. So everyone was just outside and I couldn't even get into my house. And I'm like trying to knock. Anyway, like Erica or someone comes and opens the door, one of my friends. And I'm like, oh, yay, Erica's here. Thank God. Like I've got a friend. I didn't want to come back into my house alone because everyone's outside and I was like, I need people. And I walk into my house and I walk into Chump's studio and there's like 30 fucking friends in there. Like everyone had come over to just be with me for the auction. We were all locking in inside Chump's studio with all his guitars and we were watching out through the windows, like looking. The backyard was packed around the pool area and they're doing the auction. I literally just couldn't even listen. My brother was outside like being in the auction area because he wanted to be like in and see it. And we're just inside like watching and eating cheese and drinking. And I was just like fucking having so many drinks because I was like, I just want to ignore what's happening. But nah, it sold. Yeah, then we actually just end up having a big fucking house party that night accidentally.
I was like literally had a smile on my face while you were telling this, not in a bad way, but I remembered someone told me that you had a big house party after the police came.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember who told me, but and they're like, yeah, the music was blaring and like Ellie, the front door's open, everything. And Ellie's like, it's an open door policy here. And then the cops come out. Please explain. I don't remember who told you, but the new owners probably watch on Instagram.
Like, lol.
And then she's just here having
We've had so many parties, but this was our very last demolition party. No, we obviously didn't demolish the joint. But it was actually an accident. We were going to go out to Burley that night because our friend was DJing at Justin Lane. And then Hannah was like, it's way too busy in Burley. It's mayhem. It's sardines in a can. Fuck this. Let's all go back to yours and party. So I was just like, hadn't even invited like so many friends, but it was just who you were talking to at the time. So half of Burley comes back and a bunch of our friends. I literally felt so bad because the next day I'm like running into friends at cafes who are like close friends. And I'm like, I am so sorry I didn't even invite you because it was literally at the last second.
And what happened with the police?
So we were just like having a hell good time. Yeah, so the police rock up at 2 a.m.-ish And it was like, oh, my God, look, there's strippers. Someone's organised strippers. And for a second I believed it because the police guys were kind of hot.
Did you get their numbers?
They actually didn't come to my...
She said, I think you're going to have to leave your number just in case we need you later. You should have done that.
Oh, mate. So weirdly, they didn't even come through my front door. They are constable hotness. They didn't even come through my front door. They've come around the site. They've trespassed and come
let themselves in
to where my pool is, and they're just waiting it because we'd actually shut the doors because we're like, you know, we're locking in. It's going to be a bit noisy. Poor neighbors, fuck. And then they're standing on my deck, like basically looking into the kitchen. And then someone goes, oh, my God, there's strippers here. And I look outside. I'm like, nah, fuck, they're police, but hopefully they're strippers. So I open up. I'm like, why'd you go through the back door? Anyway, they're like, yeah, we've had noise complaints for hours. And I'm like, well, where have you been? Where the bloody hell have you been? And then they're like, we've just honestly been too busy to get here. There's been heaps of other shit going on. I'm like, oh, cool. It can't be that important. Anyway, I was like, boys, do you want to come and party with us? And they look at their watch and they're like, ah, we actually can't. We wish we could, blah, blah. Then they go away and we just turn the music down a little bit and we kept going. Bloody going until fucking 7 days later. No jokes. It was it was a fun last little hurrah though, my sissy.
Yeah, you got to send it properly.
Yeah.
It's not a party unless the police come.
I mean.
They won't come to Melbourne though.
No, they're not coming to the house party in Melbourne. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
But make sure your house
is really respectful.
Make sure your house is on a paddock far, far away from anyone. No, I'm joking. But, yeah, now the house hunt begins. And, yes, I'm just in a little bit of a dilemma. Do I buy a really like a shit house in the best location ever, because there's a few shacks that are in like right near the beach, like fucking brilliant dream destination, or do I buy a house that's way nicer, move straight in, be all comfortable and shit and like looks all pretty and like not going to be moldy and rank but like not in the best location in the
world? I feel like we need to do like a SWOT analysis on this.
A SWOT analysis? What's a SWOT analysis?
Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and something else. Because pen to paper. We might need to put
pen to paper. My mind just went straight to a swab, and I'm like, what are you going to come to the house and swab it for mold or something?
No, like we need to work out the pros and cons, because like I think there's some good pros and there's some really good cons on, and like evaluate it. We'll do a little evaluation.
Okay, SWOT analysis.
Like I love the idea of you buying something that needs to be renovated, but I also see you
being as a stress mess,
like beat on person. Yeah. Like, would you add that to your schedule? Like,
I don't need more on.
Like, you should just focus on just what you got going on right now.
100.
But that seems really fun, and you could get a really sick location, and maybe you don't need to renovate right away. Maybe you can wait until you like meet a builder who's going to be your husband, who's going to do it for you, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, part of me is like, I could set myself up for life in the sickest location ever house later, or I go to another stepping stone vibe. Or either way, I'm so lucky, so privileged and so blessed to be able to live where I am. And what I'm talking about right now is living right near the beach or living across the highway where you have to drive to the beach, which is like, fuck.
Yeah, but I reckon
I know my bloody privilege here.
I reckon what you have like now, you could do something really cute with you and Minnie on the beach and Rummy.
Oh, no.
But then like also wouldn't it just be nice just to get into something that's just something like stunning, sick and set up and like – if it is just a stepping stone, just sliv for a bit.
Sliv and not stress, because I'm a stressy person.
Speaking of sliving, I need to hit up Paris, hey. She keeps on commenting on all my shit and I'm like, bro, let's get you on the podcast.
She needs to come and sliv on the podcast.
Quit mucking around.
Well, fuck, you just spent 47 years in LA.
I know.
She's right
there. She just had the second baby.
Did she have it by surrogate?
Yeah, a girl.
Oh, my God, so weird to think you were going to do surrogacy now. How do you have this enormous belly?
I know.
It's honestly huge, everyone. Like, Chloe
have
is...
Have I got, like, a Chloe's got trail? Because I can't see and
no,
I just
no, you
feel
do.
Like... I can, don't!
The belly button's popping out and you've got the
to,
line
we're
underneath.
We're going to have to...
Oh, my God, zoom in on the snail trail.
No! I can feel it and I was like, I'm going to have to get in a mirror and...
It's so cute,
I'm
going
to have to get you to pluck those.
I honestly need to go to a beautician. Your belly's so big. I actually am crying.
I'm sweating.
Get it out.
Because like, no, that's high definition camera. Fuck.
No, seriously, Coco, stop touching it like that. You're
I know, but I'm trying to
bro.
See this hair that you're talking about.
No, but like, you've got a snail trail and no,
don't. Stop I'm touching. Sweating. Can you feel I'm sweating now?
You're very clammy.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a beanie.
I'm so sweaty.
And I'm cold and Chloe's boiling.
Okay.
No, but like, how did it get so big?
Oh, far out.
I can't believe it's real. So, okay, we also talk about what's with random skin tags and shit that form when you're pregnant because, like, Chloe's already got a few really beautiful moles, but they've, like, tripled in size since she's been pregnant, and Minnie actually keeps tugging at them and saying, Coco Pop. She's got this mole near her boob and, like,
yeah.
Minnie literally, I don't know how she hasn't pulled it off already.
Yeah, like, I actually have a enormous mole, like, on the inside of my leg too that, well, actually it wasn't even anything. It was a freckle and now it's like
she's
a
she's grown a mole on her flap too
no,
and it hangs
it's
out.
No, it's actually not on my flap.
It's near
thank
it.
You. It's on my fucking leg. Fuck, can we leave me alone? I'm so self-conscious of, like, this whole thing right now.
Do you know what?
I need to go to – is there a beautician actually speaking of, like, on the Gold Coast? Because I need to, like, go get waxed and shit, like,
and burn,
everywhere.
Burning
from,
the
like,
skin tags. No, I'm joking. No, but –
because that's the thing. I'm over the fucking hair. Like, even my legs and shit.
No, I don't think you're allowed to get – laser
wax.
And shit when you're oh
yeah
wax.
Not laser but I'm gonna have to do all of like
you need to sort something out
from my belly button down wax.
You need to get Fish to like sort
I
that
already
out.
Asked him and he was like it's a bit nah
not gonna wax
too.
You I'll wax you
I don't know about
just fucking go to the beautician I'll throw you
just
out
said. I mean
yeah,
I just want
to
have
wax,
a moment to myself because like everyone's freaking me the fuck
could
out.
You imagine me waxing
no.
anyone I'd leave I'd fuck
no.
it up
and
so
I just
hard.
Also don't think I could just sit in front of you be like here
yeah it'd be pretty gnarly
me
yeah fuck
that's crook
especially
sorry,
when you're
sorry for friends that have to do that
yeah nah
whew, I'm really hot now
weird shit does happen when you're pregnant do you remember that like big red fucking
oh,
mole
yeah,
or pimple
the,
thing
yeah,
that grew like, on my nose and it was almost like properly living on my face without paying rent. It was enormous and it just stayed forever. And then as soon as I had the baby, it just went away. It was,
yeah,
so
I was worried about
fucked
that.
Up. I had people like message me going, still got that pimple on your nose. And like, it would be like 4 months later. And I'm like, honestly, I don't, it's just staying here forever.
Yeah.
Why
away.
Is pregnancy so weird?
Yeah.
And then
know.
My neighbor said to me the other day, she like is addicted to ginger and she's got like this ginger fetish. I'm like, that's fucking weird. And she goes,
how was that? Remember?
You were
pickled
there.
Ginger, remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as in she just like eats it every day and has this ritual that she does with it. She boils it every morning, does oh. weird shit. And then she goes, you know, if you have skin tags, you rub ginger on them and they like kind of burn off or fall off or something. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I love a natural remedy, so don't tempt me with a natural remedy.
I went when I was just in LA, I went back to Sirius Spa and I had an appointment with Marta and she was like, get heaps of ginger and like cut it up into pieces and put it in like a thing of hot water and put your feet in it and it'll help draw out like she's like you still got heaps of heat in your body.
Stop.
But she said it's good for your skin because it draws out all the impurities out into your feet.
Fuck off.
Haven't done it yet.
Bought
like a kilo
we-
of ginger but
can we like fill up Fisher's ice bath with a bunch of ginger? No, we need a ginger
speaking
bath.
Speaking of ice bath, that thing can't be used anymore.
No.
Broken. It broken.
So
done.
I can't use the ice
no.
bath?
No. Nope.
It's
I mean,
not
you can
cold.
Put some ice in it if you want, but it's not cold.
Fisher's
yeah,
going to be fucking rattled.
I told
Was he
him.
Devo?
He's like in India right now, I think. And in,
I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, he's wasn't really that concerned, to be fair.
Minnie's going to froth when she sees him.
I know. She was so funny yesterday when I got home, Minnie comes straight in and she goes straight into Paul's wardrobe and she goes, yeah, this fish is stuff. And I was like, yeah, it is his stuff. And she goes, yeah, fish's hats, fish's shirts. And she's opening the drawer. She's like, fish's pants.
What?
And I was just like, yeah, it is. Fish's shoes.
What?
But where's Fisher? And she's like got her hands
peekaboo. Where's Fash?
Where's Fash? And I was like, Cece ain't here.
She's saying
she goes,
a lot of
oh.
shit lately. Like she's so Chloe's mum's called Allison.
Wow,
and like
really
I think that's
switch.
A not for me, but I think that's a hard name to say. Like not a hard name to say, but she says
yeah.
Allison and she
yeah.
says it in a really funny accent. She goes, Allison, Allison, like
yeah, like
over and over. Allison. And he says, mate, now?
Oh, yeah. She, all day yesterday for me, she was like, come here, mate. Sit here, mate. And ice cream, mate. And I'm just thinking, sis, do you know how low this, because she has a little chair and table at my house. I'm like, this chair is so low. I was like, how am I going to get out of this chair? And she goes, she's like, sit, mate. And I'm just like, I'm not your mate. Stop calling me your mate. Like,
she keeps forcing everyone to sit. Like her new thing is sit. And then you sit for 5 seconds and then you get up and she's like, she loses it. She drags you back to the seat.
Sit. Far out. She's too cute.
Yeah, she's one of a kind. Still got the dummy and still not toilet trained.
Oh, my God. I actually had a thought yesterday. So this is what I think we do with the dummies, and I don't know, you might be opposed to it. But when the baby comes along, we box them up and it's for the baby.
Stop.
Little ritual.
Oh, my God, perfect. Okay, that's what's going
to
get.
So she's
going
to wait till the baby's born.
Yeah.
And then she'll bring it to the hospital.
Yeah.
And the box of the dummies,
oh my God,
gets gifted,
I love
to the
that.
Baby.
Oh, my God, that's the present. That's the best ever.
She's not going to be so, she's really not going to love the baby after that. But no, we're
that's
giving
one
it
way
to
make
baby.
Her hate the baby.
That's cute. Wow. It needs to be, we need to do a little ritual. I'm into rituals. So we need to do a little
ritual.
That's
a dummy
ritual.
She now says Dumbledore, like she cries for it. Dumbledore!
We were originally going to throw them off the cliff in Bali.
And then we realised that's actually obviously
not
littering. We can't be having the plastic on the bloody
not
beach.
Not biodegradable, those things.
No, far from. Because cutting the dummy thing doesn't work. Like, I've done all the things and then we give them to, like, the Easter Bunny or some shit, and then she finds another one. Rips one out of another kid's mouth at kindy, comes home with another dummy, and I'm like, ugh.
We'll start prepping her for the dummy to Coco Baby.
Yeah, Coco Baby.
Oh. That's cute.
I can't wait for the moment that, like, we walk into the hospital and you've just got a little tot there and we walk in and she'll just be like, what's that? that's what she says
your
too.
Your mate.
Minnie's mate.
So cute.
Oh, but no. Okay, so we need to talk about LA, Miami Music Week, and then, of course, your baby shower.
We came from Bali to Goldie, LA, Miami. I don't know who I thought I was, but...
You must have been exhausted.
I got to Miami and I was so exhausted. I don't usually get that bad of jet lag, but that was completely flip-clock situation. It was weird because I've never been so, like, I was so awake in the middle of the night all night, and then in the day I just couldn't shake it. And it rained. I was so excited for, like, this really nice, beautiful, hot Miami, but it was, like, it rained the whole time. The main event for that was Ultra. And Paul and Chris, like, they have, like, a duo as under construction and they were meant to be headlining, that they've been waiting forever for this show. And the weather, literally, the whole event got cancelled, which is just,
like,
it was devastating.
Their event or every Miami Music event?
No, well, it was just, like, because it was outside and as soon as there's thunder and lightning, events just can't take place. Yeah. So we were actually on the boat. Because to get to and from, the artists can actually, they take a boat there because it's, like, on the water and, like, the traffic is so bad. So our team, we're all on the boat. It's pissing down with rain and we're literally just in the water sitting offshore from the festival waiting. Like, it was, like, on, it was off. Like, the boys are just, like, pretty rattled. And then they were like, okay, we'll reduce the time of the set. So then they're, like, reworking on the set to, like, reduce the time from, like, an hour and 15 minutes to an hour. And then
Where were you at this time?
I was just sitting there on the boat with them. Okay. It was only our immediate team, like Paul, Chris, like their manager, like our marketing teams and stuff like that. So we were just waiting. And then the festival got evacuated because it was, like, flash flooding and, like, it was really bad. Because you can't, like I said, you can't obviously have – anything happening outside in an outdoor event if there's thunder and lightning, because it's very much like
electrocution zone.
Yeah. So then they're like, we're going to make the call in 50 minutes. And I'm like, once you evacuate something, you can't be like, okay, guys, turn around,
come back.
So I kind of at that point, we sort of knew that it was going to be cancelled and then it eventually got cancelled, which was just like,
fuck, that sucks.
I don't think everyone realized how much of a big deal that was for them and, like, how hard they'd worked to get to that headline position. Oh. And, yeah, they were both absolutely gutted, like, so gutted. It's not like let's go and have a, you know, dinner and drinks and hang out after. It's like you go home and you
cry.
Rattle, like you try and work out what the fuck is like
they
damage
work
control.
So hard on that.
Just like, you know, when you're an artist, you play all these shows, you play all these festivals, but you have to like continuously climb the ladder and like, you know,
and it was
reach all these
one.
Milestones. And like that was like one of their biggest milestones for a festival because Ultra is just like
the one,
like huge. So that was devastating. And then he played Space the next day, and Space Miami, if anyone's ever been there, it basically doesn't close. It's like it's just Paul's played it a few times before where he's played like 7 to 10 hour sets, 2 days in a like go home, come back, play. People come for the morning session. He was playing this time round 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm so jet lagged. Like this is like breakfast for me.
Yeah.
This is sweet. He left a little earlier because he kind of just wanted to get in there. But I was like, cool, I'll set my alarm. I was like, I'm not going to go in for 3 hours. 3 hours is a little bit much in just like that whole, it's a bit hectic being pregnant. So I'll just set my alarm. I was like, I'll get there a little bit late and watch the last hour. So I set my alarm. I got up. I was like feeling so fresh. Got up, did my makeup, went to the coffee shop at the hotel, sat down, drunk my coffee while I waited for the car.
That's so funny.
Bumped into a friend, Ian, who had left. And was like trying to backdoor it. No, he wasn't cooked, but he had been there all night, but like was trying to like go to bed.
Everyone there, like all the crew that I know, were they all, they'd not slept?
I don't think so. Nah, I don't think they had slept. They kind of like
just rocking up like a morning coffee.
So I was like, Ian, like at the coffee shop at our hotel, he's like, oh fuck, like I'm literally trying to get to my room to go to bed. And then I was sort of just saying, you know, going now, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, ah, fuck it, I'm going to come back with you. And he came back with me. Anyway, this is the funny part, and this is what I found the most hilarious. So I got there and, like, walking through the crowd, and the security is so helpful, like, just, like, kind of, like, making way so I can get to the stage. And, you know, like, you know when you're partying and you're, like, not quite on earth, you're a little bit, well, funnily enough, we're at Space. So, you know, you're just
in space.
When you're in that mode and when you're feeling that and you see something that you can't unsee, it rattles you.
Yeah.
Like you're like, why is there a child here?
Oh my God.
And like, just can't
do people
cope.
Freak at the belly.
So for me, I was obviously so sober, but people were like, I was catching them in the, like catching the people's eyes, like going, looking at me and just going, oh my God.
Why is there a pregnant person here?
And just not being able, like not wanting to look, but like couldn't stop looking. Like it was just like, I was like, I know that, like I've had that before. Like, you know, when you're at Coachella or something, like, why is there a kid here? This is too much. And I was like, I was watching it there going, wow, this is so like,
all the cookers that have been on a 7-day bender, they're taking every
tripping.
Drug under the sun, and then they see a pregnant person walk through the club. They're like, what the fuck is that? Couldn't cope. They would have thought they were seeing things because it's like you're 7 a.m. walking with your bloody coffee.
Yeah, but freaking out, like low-key sort of just like,
stop.
Why is that here and how do we unsee this?
Yeah, this person's making us feel way more rattled.
But I was like, I felt them because I was like, I feel like I know exactly that feeling because it's funny because I'm one of those people when I'm out and I see something that like I fixate on shit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like I'm like, who is that person?
You do,
why are
actually,
they like,
yeah.
And I can't shake things.
Yeah. Yeah, whereas I'm a bit like, I'm not noticing anything.
Or I'll be like, that person's still here.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours later and they're still sitting over there and what are they doing? They're like, you know, I'm just
like. Yeah, you really do. You get like paranoid.
It's like not a paranoid thing, but I get fixated on shit. Like
you're quite observant and you'll really notice something.
Everything.
Like something obscure, but like it's something that I'd just go, oh, yeah, that guy's sick one, like have fun.
Yeah.
But like I just like wouldn't.
Or I'd be like, did you see that? And like,
yeah.
Just, I don't know, I'm very.
Yeah,
I get very observant. I get in my like observant tunnel, and people are like, can you just not?
Yeah, like it's not that weird, but it is in your head.
I just can't. I'm like, I got to get out of this. I got to get out of this situation. Anyway, so that was really.
And then the next day you're still going, do you remember when you saw that person? I'm like, nah, didn't care at all, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway. So when you went onto the stage and you saw like Bianca and Tara and Danny Dave, were they all like, what? Well,
they were all just like, fuck, you look fresh.
Yeah.
We're like days old.
And
I just, it was so fun though. It was a different, experience, obviously, but it was just so fun. Like 1 hour was perfect.
Yeah.
Couldn't do any longer than an hour.
And did you feel like the baby could hear the music and was flapping about in there or what?
It slept the whole time. And then as soon as I got home, it was awake.
They're a bit nocturnal. So when you're trying to sleep, they're always awake. Hey?
Yeah. Like when I flew home here, it was awake the whole flight. And then when I got home, it was asleep all day. And then when I got into bed last night, it's been hiccuping every day. It's so cute. It's like it's a rabbit in there. It does like the biggest kicks ever.
It's a strong.
Which makes me concerned because I'm like, there's still a lot of room in there for you to do that. Means you got to go a bit more.
You've actually got such a long time to go.
Look, newsflash everyone. You're going to think I'm going to be one of those pregnancies that you're like, wow, she's been pregnant for 18 years.
Literally, because you announced, you announced on time.
Yeah. But yeah, when I had my baby shower, In the States, they made me this piece of merch and it's the cutest thing ever. Oh, so on the back, it's like baby tour. And it's basically like every show stop that we've had since being pregnant is like on the, it's like a tour t-shirt.
Where has it been? How many places?
It's been like, well, it was like Bali, like all the shows where it's been. I mean, not that it's been to all the shows, but all the just like Thailand, Singapore, Taiwan, Bali, like Australia, Miami, Los Angeles, Coolangatta, like all the stops that it's been in my belly. It's so cute. But
they thought of everything like that. The baby shower that the girls in LA put on for you was fucking amazing. Me and Laura have been losing it. We can't even, together, me and Laura can't even figure out how to organise a tent in a park. And we're like, how the fuck are we going to top this bloody baby shower? We've got 87 people. We've got 50 people coming to it.
Don't worry, it's completely different. Like this one was like a sit down, chill. There was 19 people. Everyone in America, which is hilarious, they're all like, can't wait to get the updates of how your baby shower in Australia goes. It's going to be very different. Even my neighbours in America, they were like,
stressed.
Make sure you update me. Is it going to be like a party? If Ellie's organising, it's going to be a party, hey? And I was like,
you can't organise shit. I'm honestly freaking out. And Chloe's acting chill right now. She's like, I'll have whatever, bloody, bring me a Bunnings sausage sizzle. I don't care. But definitely at the time you're like, did you see that LA baby shower? Pressure's on, girls.
No, not at all. They're going to be so different. Like, so different. Like, that was an intimate, small thing. And I don't, I'm trying to be chill.
You're trying
I'm
to be chill.
I'm not chill in, like, other aspects of life, but this, I'm like, I want to let you guys go. Like, do I? I don't know.
Oi. Well, look, we did a recce this morning, me and.
If there's any party planners on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I honestly was like, okay, did they get a party planner in that LA one? Because I need a PA immediately. Who's a party planner, guys? This was my other call out that I needed. Someone come to me. Because my problem is.
I think they did. There was a girl that did like all the florals and did
My problem is.
Yeah.
I'm just logistically really shit. So I actually have someone sorting out, you know, the balloons and shit, the yummy food, I'm not trying to give it. Well, Chloe fucking knows everything, but like, you know, it's like. You know, the cake and then like all the different things and then the drinks and all that shit. Who's talking to them all 100 times a day, making sure they're still coming and doing it? I need that.
Funny because my sister Olivia was she goes, yeah, I really want to get like sort of more involved in the baby shower. I was like, oh yeah, speak to Ellen. She goes, yeah, I did ask her and she gave me all these jobs. She was like, well, if you want, you can do X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. Olivia goes, I go, yeah, don't really hand out for too much because they will give it to you.
I've given her one.
So she's like, I'm doing the menus for the food.
Oh, is she?
Listen, she's like, I'm doing the menus for the food. And she's like, but I haven't got the details from Elle yet. And I was like, you know what? I'll send you the caterer. So you just hit the caterer up. You just hit the caterer up and say, hey, I'm Chloe's sister. I'm doing the menus. Can you send me the menu? And she called me this morning. She's like, hey, I just have been speaking to the caterer and they're just waiting for Ellie to confirm the menu.
Bullshit. That is literally.
No, they go, they're waiting for Ellie to confirm the menu. Oh, no, Ellie came back and said they're waiting for Chloe to confirm the menu. Fucking hell.
She can't, this girl can't tap out. You've seen the menu and you've confirmed it.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought too.
Here we go. Well, you've heard it here first that you're going to have to get back to the caterer and say that it's confirmed. That's what I thought.
Fucking confirmed. It's actually been paid for and everything.
No, I know.
So that's my thing. I'm like, pay for it, lock it away, done. And then I just expect that person to rock up on the day. I'll shut that door. I need someone that can do all this chatting. Admin. I don't want to chat every day.
Ugh.
Like the following up of shit. I'm like, organize it, paid for it, be there and be square and don't talk to me in the meantime. That's what I want. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, why do we have to keep back and forth? And you know when they're like, pay a deposit now and then one in 3 weeks. I'm like, no. I don't want to chat in 3 weeks. Just sort it out. I don't want to do another chat.
You work differently to people, though.
I need someone, a party planner, come in hot at me because Laura and I are stressing.
You guys are going to do great. Don't worry.
You know what I was thinking out loud here? It's not sit down like the one in LA. So my opinion is we don't need the palm cards on everyone's seat saying what we're eating because it's not sit down.
I think she wanted
a job.
She wanted to do something.
I'll get her to make it a big board. A big board, you know, on one of those.
They don't know.
You know, on the painting things, the easels, and you have a big board, like at a wedding.
You should let her know that.
I should chat to her. Fuck off.
Fucking
anyway, like, don't all come about through it.
Actually doesn't have the emails on her phone or her computer, I'm pretty sure. So you're not going to hear from her. It's going to come to me. Then I'm going to have to sort through.
No, it's going
to
be a DM situation, but DM only one person come through because if 20 people come through, actually we'll get overwhelmed and I won't reply to anyone.
Yeah.
So that's my other problem that I have.
Yeah.
Do you reply to anyone? It's hard when you get a lot. You're like, you know what?
Oh my God.
Uninstall app immediately.
Can I just say something that yesterday, you know how I posted many of my stories?
Oh, so cute.
I had like so an influx of people letting me know that her nappy's too small. I'm like,
oh, mate.
Mate, it's just up her bum. She just got up from the couch and it was up her bum. And then someone sent this other thing saying, like, you know, I'm not trying to give you any like tips or anything like, but like, you should just like usually always get a nappy one size bigger.
Shut up.
My God.
What happened was
just like she Minnie's ass has a nappy eats. Up like her bum because she was sitting down on the ground and she's just stood up.
I had messages because I reshared deal. That. People
did
going,
you again about the
yeah,
nappy?
I had messages going, oh since when God, did Huggies start doing Brazilian nappies?
I didn't know that this nappy was such a big, it's like triggering for people.
Huggies did a collab with Faye Swimwear and they did. Fucking Brazilian nappy. I'm joking.
Oh, my God. I was like, wow, like April Fool's. That's epic.
April Fool's. But, no, what happened was I was in Avalon the other day at my friend's house in Sydney and we ran out of our usual nappies. So I went to the shops, bought – they didn't have my Huggies ones in my size that I like. So I bought a different brand in her size 5 with the same weight. But they're just too fucking small. So different brands, different size and get over it.
Has this triggered people? Like,
yeah, she's not that sad about it, so
really
whatever.
Care. She shits and pisses them in like every minute. So
I'm going to – do you know what I really want to add into our podcast is a new segment and it's called like something to do with DMs we get. Yesterday, getting my hair done, I tag my hairdresser, I say, hair wizard, thanks so much. Oh, my God, where do you get your hair done at? I actually did 2 stories tagging it. Like, what the hell?
I know.
Like, what the hell? Or when you say, love my new top from Beckenbridge. Where's this top from? I fucking tagged it, bro.
I know.
I ask dumb questions too, so I'm happy to be laughed at as well, a lot. And I'm just having a laugh. So don't be offended if you've asked that question, but also just think before you ask it. Think about it. But, yeah, so that baby shower though, but do you want to go into the food? I want to know about the food. I want to know about the
it was actually
the baby blessing scenario.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, my God, this was actually so cute. So if you're listening in LA, by the way, you must get my friend Daisy to do this mother's blessing. She does spiritual and breathwork stuff, but I asked her if she could come and do a mother's blessing. She's like, I've never done one before, but I would love to do it. So she now does them. So definitely every baby shower in LA needs her.
So
I'll add her in the show notes, her Instagram. But anyway, she brought everyone a little like candle and a crystal in this little bag. So everyone got this candle and crystal and a pen. And basically I was thinking, fuck, I'm going to have to bring all these candles home. They're all going to write me a note. I'm going to bring,
oh my God,
20 candles home to be in the birthing suite and blah, blah, blah. But then she proceeds to like say a few words and like said this beautiful story and it like made me cry. She's just like, you know, I met Chloe. I first met Fish because her husband does Paul's like works for Paul, like PR or something like that. Met Paul this one night and then Chloe, you got to meet my wife. You've got to, well, my wife, you've got to meet her. And so I went out for dinner with her one day and she said, it like literally made me cry. And she was just like, you know, I was in a really gnarly job, super stressed, just like having a really fucking shit day. I really didn't want to go to this dinner, but I went to this dinner and you sat across the table from me and it was just us four and you just had this big, massive smile on my face. And I can't tell you that like you had no idea what I went through that day, but your smile just like honestly brought so much like love and happiness and like you really just turned my whole day around. And since that moment I was just like I always just had a spot for you, Chloe, and like I just – you were just so – and I was like, oh, my God, that's the cutest thing ever. So she was like kind of crying.
That is so cute, and then, Chloe. I know, you do have really a beautiful smile.
Oh, thank you.
You do, sis-o.
And then – so she's like, everyone go around the circle and write one word on this candle that you want to give to Chloe when she's going to be in labor. And then she kind of went around and asked a few people, maybe like three of them, to like why they said this. Then she was like, so we're all in this group chat for when we're organizing the baby shower. So she's like, Chloe's actually going to go into labor and she's going to text our group chat. And when she texts our group chat to say that she's gone into labor, every single one of you are going to light your candles at home. You're all going to like say your word and think about Chloe and send her this strength and light. When
stop.
So we're all going to be like having this moment with this candle lit in all the different homes around LA.
Oh my God, we're going to do, let's do the candle one here too.
We can do, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. But yes, you'll have 100
people different lighting candles at the same time. That's
so cute. I was just like, that is just the cutest thing ever. And then we did. Then everyone closed our eyes and she did like, she had like a sound, you know, the sound things. And she said like a really kind of quick, like, you know, envision Chloe giving birth, envision like the moment, you know, one of your favorite moments with her, envision her with the baby, envision it all healthy. And like, it was just so special. It was so beautiful.
Oh, and then, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was really, really cute. So Daisy. That.
So tell me, everyone bring their candle.
No, Daisy brought the candles.
Okay, and then gave one to everyone. Okay. Mm-hmm. I might just tell everyone to bring their own bloody candle and then we'll light it at the time we'll not light it and then we'll light and we'll do our ceremony with Faye. We've got Faye doing our thing.
Yeah.
Our
and it can just be like a little, they were just like little candles.
Okay, yep.
So then, cute.
And then, we take our candles back and light them on the day when you go into
that. And then everyone got like a little show bag with a little bottle of Prosecco that said like pop when Chloe pops.
Oh, so like
they'll
God,
light the candles, they'll so like have cute. Their bottle of champagne.
Oh, I love this.
So we can take all these ideas. Okay, well, I'm going to have like 100 people around the world doing popping and lighting candles. And
okay, I love, you're going to have so many people in like every country.
I feel like I'll feel that. Like without being too woo-woo, I just feel that, you know.
I think when so many people, I seriously think it's a true thing. I hate to say this, but like when Chump passed away, I know that there were so many people around the world sending me like,
you feel that,
you know,
shit.
I kept saying, I literally feel like I'm being carried.
Mm.
Like I genuinely like I'm feeling not the weight of this because I feel like everyone else is. And that's when I started thinking like this energy thing, there's something to it.
Yeah.
Because don't know how I'm feeling kind of light right now. Like what the hell?
No, I have to agree 100%.
Yeah. But wow. No, because this morning when Chloe and I, Laura and I were doing our recce at the venue, you know, sussing out what we want to do. We're talking about games and shit. We're like, we know you don't really want to do too many games. We're thinking about
it's just hard with 50 people.
Too many people. But there can be little activation stations where like 10 people can go off and do this or blah, blah. And so at mine, we did like the sculling through the baby bottle thing, which I know that I don't know if you even want to do. Like, and then Mon's like, you could do the dirty Nutella poo in the nappy thing.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
this shit. Like, I don't like any of those baby shell games really that much. But I love this candle thing. Yeah. If there's any other – and the popping of the bottle, like just little
– I honestly just am so happy for it just to be with all of the girls because, like, it's not very often that we're all together and, like, just having my little moment and it doesn't have to be
– We got Shimmy DJ.
Full on crazy.
Yeah, we got a DJ, obviously. We're gonna make you dance the baby out.
Yeah, look,
if anyone has any not cringe baby shower games and shit that, like, I don't know, that you can send through that I don't know, that are different and cool and new, like, send them through. Ones that I haven't thought of.
Mm.
I want ideas. Oi, sis. Look at the time. We've been chatting for ages, but we still have so much to cover. I reckon we wrap now and we bring our part B tomorrow. Continue on our little life updates.
Sounds good, sis. So check you tomorrow.